From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Jackie Lydon, sitting in for Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi there, Will. Great to be with you again.
Hi, Jackie. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. Remind us of the challenge you left with the show last week.
Yes, it came with the help of Michael Stamen of Baltimore. I said, name two drink orders you might make at a tavern. Each is a single word. Read these two words one after another, and you'll get a familiar two-word phrase that names something you never want to be seen in. What is it?
Shot came to me just like that, but I don't know the rest. The answer?
Well, you got half of it. The other half is mug. A mug and a shot, and you never want to be in a mug shot.
We had over 200 entries from people who tried to solve the puzzle, and our winner, randomly selected from the correct answer, is Susan Fisher, who joins us from Japan. Hi there, Susan.
Hi.
What do you do in Japan, and where are you there?
I'm in Kitakyushu, Japan, and I'm a visiting professor at the University of Kitakyushu.
How long have you been playing the puzzle?
Forever, since postcard days.
Well, are you ready to play with Will?
I hope so.
Will, meet Susan, and let's play.
All right, Susan and Jackie, today's puzzle has some good PR. Every answer is a familiar word, name, or phrase in which the only consonants are P and R, repeated as often as necessary. The only other letters in the answers are A, E, I, O, and U. For example, if I gave you the clue, something to write on, you would say paper. And your first answers here are all six letters long, and your first clue is sword.
Rapier.
Rapier, excellent. Number two is Eminem or Lil Kim?
Rapper.
Rapper, good. According to the established way of doing things.
Hints?
Or according to Miss Manners.
Oh, I'm stumped.
Proper?
Proper, is it?
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Good. Okay. Try this one. To mend.
Repair.
Repair. Excellent. A harvesting machine.
Reaper.
Uh-huh. A person who is destitute.
Pauper.
Pauper. Excellent. Hubbub.
Hubbub. Do you have a hint?
A loud, loud, noisy disturbance.
Uproar.
Uproar. Excellent. To join into twos. And this is a two-word answer.
Oh, pair up.
Pair up, excellent. To stand on the hind two legs as a horse, also a two-word answer.
Rear up.
Rear up, yes. Now, the following answers are seven letters long. A student at an elite private high school.
Preppy.
Uh-huh. Much of Kansas and Nebraska.
Prairie.
Prairie is right. A popular brand of bottled water.
Perrier. Mm-hmm.
Perrier, excellent. To make as a meal.
Prepare.
Uh-huh. Music like ABBA's.
Oh, God. I never listened to ABBA. Music.
And it's music that from across the Atlantic Ocean.
ABBA is Swedish.
Right. And
European.
Yeah. So the music like ABBA's is, and it's not classical, it's...
Oh, Europop.
Europop, yes, I knew you knew that. Try this, a conduit through which you can breathe.
Air something.
Yes, yes. This thing can also
carry...
Air pipe, yes. A kind of conclusion. It's a two-word phrase. It's a variety of reasoning. It's a Latin. It's a Latin phrase. The first word is one letter long, and then the second word is six
a priori.
A priori is right. Now, this answer is eight letters long, to come into view again.
Reappear.
Yes, and your last one is an 11-letter answer, something that enlivens. And it's a hyphenated word, something that enlivens.
Something that enlivens.
I'll tell you, the first word, the first letter is P.
Yeah. Pepper upper?
Pepper upper is right.
Well, okay, I'll do my own R&P. That was impressive.
Oh, thank you, but that had a V in it.
Well, you know, I'm not Will Schmitz. What can you say? Well, for playing our puzzle today, Susan, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, a set of Sudoku puzzle books presented by Will Shorts from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shorts' new Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books. Susan, would you please tell us how you listen to the show from Japan?
Yes, I download the podcast.
Oh, very good. Susan Fisher joined us from Japan. Susan, thanks so much for playing the puzzle.
Oh, thank you. I really enjoyed it.
And Will, would you please give us next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Lewis Sargent of Portland, Oregon. Think of a six-letter word for a common household activity. Change the second letter to the following letter of the alphabet, and you will have the name of a well-known American entertainer. This is the person's full name as he or she is popularly known, and I'll give you a hint, this person is still performing today. So again, a six-letter word for a common household activity. Change the second letter to the following letter of the alphabet, and you'll get the name of a well-known American entertainer. What is the word, and who is this entertainer?
And when you have that answer, remember there's a new way to send in your entry. We no longer accept email entries, but you can go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Submit Your Answer link on the Sunday Puzzle page. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday at 3 o'clock Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call if you are the winner, and you'll get to play the puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Will Shorts. And thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Jackie.